जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन भल्लावा गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन बल्लभा गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना, यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना, यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना, यमुना तीर वन चाती, यमुना तीर वन चाती, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन बल्लभा गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन बल्लभा गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना, यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना, यमुना तीर वन चाती, यमुना तीर वन चाती, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवार धारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनन्दन भज जन रंजन यशोदनन्दन भज जन रंजन यशोदनन्दन भज जन रंजन माधव शेराते जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ शिराते जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर शिराते जय ललित विशाख ललित विशाख ललित विशाख जय ललित विशाख जय कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय प्रभुपाद गीताय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल गौर हरि
ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण कृष्णाय भूतले श्रीमती गोपाल कृष्ण गोस्वामी प्रभु पादस सहितम यप्रकाश वितिरचा प्रचलन गिरवशारुगतपाते नमो नमः नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रस्ताय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चादेश तारिणे ओम ज्ञानतिमिरंदस्य Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakam Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanispare Visavano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpataruvyascha Kripa Sindhuvyaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vash Adi Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Saman Bonham, chapter 29, text number 15. Krishna and the gopis meet for the rasa dance. And before we start, Happy New Year. Every day is New Year in Krishna Balaram Mandir, but just to conform with the normal going on, whatever is in the whole world. Actually, they just made it up. Like Christmas and New Year, they just put a date to start the new, whatever you call New Year. But the New Year is a time when the creation was done by Lord Vishnu. That is the New Year, or New Day. Or for us, we celebrate New Year as Gaura Purnima. Text 15. Kamam krodham bayam sneham Aikyam suridham evacha Nityam harau vidhadhato Yante tanmayatam hite kamam krodang bayang sneha. Aikyang suridhang evacha. Nityang haro vidadhato. Yanti tanmayatang hite. Kamam krodang bayang sneham. Saityang soridang evacha. Nityang haro vidadato. Yanti tanmayatang hite. Mataji's lust, krodham, anger, bhayam, fear, sneham, loving affection, aikyam, unity, suridham, friendship, evacha, also, nityam, always, harau, for Lord Hari, vidadhato, exhibiting, yanti, they achieve, tat mayatam, absorption in Him, He, indeed, they, such persons. Translation and purport by the disciples and followers of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Persons who constantly direct their lust, anger, fear, protective affection, feeling of impersonal oneness or friendship toward Lord Hari are sure to become absorbed in thought of Him. Everybody please repeat. Persons who constantly direct their lust, anger, fear, protective affection, feeling of impersonal oneness or friendship toward Lord Hari are sure to become absorbed in thought of Him. So there is hope for every one of us. Purport. Lord Krishna is pure spiritual existence, and those who somehow or other become attached to Him absorbed in thoughts of Him, rise to the spiritual platform. This is the absolute nature of the Lord's personal association. With this verse, Sukadev Goswami answers King Parikshit's questions about the gopis. After all, Sukadev has begun to narrate Krishna's most intimate pastime, the rasa dance, and Parikshit is cooperating to remove the doubts of others who are hearing or who in the future may hear this astonishing story. Srila Madhvacharya has quoted a statement from the Skanda Purana that emphatically declares persons like the gopis to be liberated souls beyond the pale of material illusion. Bhakchahi nichakamitvam natu muktim vina babit atakamitaya bhapi muktir bhakti matangharo. Quote, eternal conjugal attraction to Krishna expressed in pure devotional service cannot develop in one who is not already liberated. Thus, those who are devoted to Lord Hari, even in conjugal attraction, are already liberated. Unquote. Srila Madhvacharya then quotes from the Padma Purana to clarify the essential point that one cannot be liberated simply by lusting after Lord Krishna, but rather only by possessing conjugal attraction in pure devotional service. Sneha bhakta sada deva kamit venapsara striya kaschit kaschin nakamena bhakcha kevalaiva tu. Quote, the demigods are always affectionately devoted to the Lord, and the young ladies of heaven called apsaras have lusty feelings toward Him. Although some of them have pure devotion for Him, untainted by material lust, only these later apsaras are ready for liberation. Because without bona fide devotional service, one cannot possibly achieve liberation. Unquote. Thus, devotional service is not yogyam or appropriate unless free from material lust. One should not take cheaply the gopis' achievement of personal association with Lord Krishna in a conjugal relationship. To show the gravity of direct relationship with the Lord, Srila Madhvacharya has quoted the following verses from the Varaha Purana. Patitvena siyo pasyo brahmaname piteti cha pitamahatayan yesham Tridashanam Janardana. Quote, the goddess Lakshmi worships Lord Janardana as her husband. Lord Brahma worships him as his father. And the other demigods worship him as their grandfather. Unquote. Pratimahomi Bhagavan iti sarva janashyatu guru shi bhamano vishnu shuranam cha gurur guru. Unquote. Thus people in general should think, the Supreme Lord is my great grandfather. Lord Vishnu is the spiritual master of Brahma, and thus the guru of the guru of the demigods. Unquote. Guru Brahmasya Jagato Devang Vishnu Sanatana Iti Eva Poshanam Karyam Nanyatatu Katanchana. Quote, Brahma is the spiritual master of this universe, and Vishnu is eternally worshipable deity. With this understanding and not otherwise, one should worship the Lord. Unquote. The above injunctions apply to Sarva Jana, all people in general. Thus, one should follow these injunctions until one achieves the exalted platform of intimate relationship with the Supreme Lord. There is abundant evidence that the gopis of Vrindavan were highly elevated, liberated souls, and thus their pastimes with Krishna are pure spiritual affairs. Keeping this in mind, we can truly understand this chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Kamam krodham bhayam sneham aikyam suridam evacha nityam haro vidadato yanti tanmayatam hite. Again, the translation. Persons who constantly direct their lust, anger, fear, protective affection, feeling of impersonal oneness or friendship toward Lord Hari are sure to become absorbed in thought of Him. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, is now on this part of the Srimad Bhagavatam, is about to fulfill the desires of the young gopis. They wanted to be with Lord Krishna and to be an intimately be alone, especially in the middle of the night, which according to the Vedic culture, it is not appropriate, especially young girls, even in Vrindavan, right now, at this present moment. The police are telling us for not to have the women to roam around because it is dangerous and morally it is not proper. The Supreme Lord's activities is transcendental and He is beyond moral rules or values. He is so transcendental that even this seemingly an immoral act to dance with the young girls in the middle of the night, and even though some of them are also married, some of them have children as well, still by His fulfilling the desires of His pure devotees, He will do just to please them. At this time, Lord Krishna is about 8 years old. So, ultimately, as an eight-year-old boy, there is no lust. There is no tinge of lust. And when we say lust, lust means attraction towards the opposite sex, or wanting material desires to be fulfilled to the highest degree, or to maintain one's prestige or position, to acquire more and more position even beyond his reach. This is what he called lusty desire. Mostly lusty desire is not just attraction towards the opposite sex, but it is wanting to accumulate more and more material desires and to fulfill them. So, according to the Acharyas, many verses are quoted here, that since Lord Krishna is spiritual in his existence, and therefore his act of dancing with the young gopis in the middle of the night is not really free. That means it is free from the modes of material nature. I will give you some instances how Lord Krishna's dancing with the gopis is beyond the modes of material nature. It is considered to be transcendental. And the Acharya says that Krishna performed these pastimes in order for the conditioned souls to become free from lusty desires. Even though for the mundane scholars, they will see that this is immoral. But it's like the cure for our disease is to show these pastimes. And our disease is that we still have lusty desires. And that's why we are still here in the material world. So Krishna's age is 8 years old. So how one can say that this rasa dance is full of lusty desire? Usually 8 years old, 7 years old, just passed by, he lifted Govardhan Hill. He's free from malice. Innocence is there. They will not know what is the opposite sex or not. They may like, you know, young boys and girls, but beyond that, there is no lusty desire. He is Bhagavan. Bhagavan means the possessor of all six opulences to the unlimited degree. Wealth, beauty, fame, knowledge, renunciation, and strength. As someone may say, oh, he's dancing with the gopis. He's very lusty. But Prabhupada says, he's unlimitedly lusty. He's unlimited. Unto the unlimited degree. Again, his lust is not lust like the mundane lust. It is prem. It is completely affection. The affection towards his pure devotees. Another one. The gopis are expansions of Krishna's pleasure potency. No one can be with Krishna unless they are completely pure in their nature. It's like Prabhupada says, no one can enter the sun planet unless you have the same form that can absorb the heat. So all of these associates of the Supreme Lord are in Chinmaya Ras nature, full of knowledge, bliss, and eternity. To be with the Supreme Lord, one has to become pure. One cannot be with Krishna unless one is pure. And as we've heard from the purport, that unless one is liberated, one cannot be in the conjugal love. And that means that if one is in the conjugal love, he's already liberated. So there is no tinge of mundane affection here. And Prabhupada gave an example of that. Just like Krishna's dancing with the gopis is like a child's playing with his reflection in the mirror. It's the same nature. It's the same, the child, because the gopis are expansions of Lord Krishna. And the topmost is Srimati Radharani, the personified Hiladini Shakti, pleasure potency. So Krishna himself expanded as Srimati Radharani. So if he has relationship with Radharani, who is his having relationship with? Himself only. So when the child sees his reflection on the mirror and plays, oh, it's like playing with another baby. But it's not. It's the same person. It's a very nice analogy of Srila Prabhupada. Gopis have spiritual bodies. There is no mundane interaction again here. Krishna, one of the names of Lord Krishna is Madan Mohan, he who attracts Cupid. But Krishna is attracted to Radharani, Madan Mohan Mohini, the name of Srimati Radharani. So again, the attraction is there towards himself in the form where he will further enhance his bliss or his happiness. All of these things is happening in Vrindavan is under the jurisdiction of Yoga Maya. Yoga Maya is the potency of the Supreme Lord whereby all pervades the spiritual world. Yoga Maya is the spiritual energy for the devotees not to see Krishna as God. And in Vrindavan, they don't care whether Krishna is God or not. They don't care. Sometimes the elderly gopas will talk amongst themselves whether he is God, Lord Vishnu, or demigod. It is like a thin film for the inhabitants of Vrindavan not to see Krishna in his Aishwarya mood. As we've heard in the purport, everyone should see Lord Krishna as what? Grandfather. Remember? Not just a father, but grandfather is more awe and reverence. But at the same time, the grandfather is more dearer to the grandson than his own son. So we should see always the Supreme Lord in the initial stage as just like our worship of Radha Shyama Sundar should be in the mood, according to Srila Prabhupada, as Lakshmi Narayan. Those who are in the spontaneous, loving devotional service in the Raganuga Bhakti, then they can really relate to Radha Shyam as Radha Shyam, Radha Krishna. But in the beginning, we don't have that adhikar to worship the Supreme Lord in a spontaneous way, like the inhabitants of Vrindavan. So in the initial stage, in the Vaidhi Bhakti, we worship the Supreme Lord accordingly, as being chalked out by the previous acharyas, and as how Srila Prabhupada has told us to do so. Krishna is the super soul. Interaction with the living entity. So, the super soul, he doesn't interact even with conditioned souls in the mundane platform. Krishna interacts on the spiritual platform. So the relationship between the Paramatma and the Jiva Atma is in the spiritual platform. What to say of his Bhagavan feature, personal form, that is beyond, moreover, than the mundane platform. Aptakama. Lord Krishna is self-satisfied. is already self-satisfied. And again, it says that he expanded himself to fulfill more his desire to increase his happiness. So, again, it is not mundane. And Prabhupada gave an example, just like a person living in his own house. If he lives in his own house, is he a thief? Yes or no? Of course not. That is his own house. So similarly, Lord Krishna, it is his own expansions again, trying to enjoy and fulfill their desires. It's amazing. His expansion, but they still they have their own identity. And that identity also not to enjoy with Krishna, but to please Krishna. To give Krishna what Krishna is wanting to have. That is love. Lust means I want something for myself. Like in the material world, as Prabhupada says, you rub my back and I'll rub your back. That is lust. That is mundane. But in this spiritual platform, Krishna is aptakama, he's self-satisfied. But still, again, for his ultimate satisfaction, he expanded himself. And those expansions, intimate relationship with him, the devotees like the gopis, their main purpose is to please and serve the Supreme Lord, not for their own enjoyment. It's like Prabhupada gave an example in the material world. We decorate ourselves so that others will be, you know, for our enjoyment. But the gopis, they decorate themselves to please Krishna. Their decorations is for Krishna's pleasure. The Supreme Creator and Proprietor, Lord Krishna, as he says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhuktaram Yagyatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshvaram Suridam Sarvabhutanam Gyatvamam Santim Richati. So how can you say that this is mundane? He is the Supreme Creator. He is the cause of all causes. He is the supreme enjoyer of all sacrifices. He is the friend of everyone. Many so-called reciters of the Srimad Bhagavatam, they will go jump immediately towards the 10th canto, especially these 5 chapters of the Rasa Leela. They don't want to start with Janmadi Asayataha, first verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam. They want to immediately go there, and most of them, if not all of them, their main purpose is because of the monetary, the donations that will come. Because people, they want to enjoy, but we have to fulfill the desires of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because He is the Supreme Enjoyer, not to enjoy ourselves. Another one, the reason why or how this is not mundane. Even Krishna's devotees are not lusty. If the devotees of the Lord are not lusty, then Krishna is also not lusty. Example may be given, just like Arjuna. Arjuna, one of the 5 Pandavas, when he went to the heavenly planets, and Urvasi wanted to enjoy with him, society girl, an apsara. But Arjuna says, no, I have to respect you. You are the wife of my father. How can I do this? It's not possible. Who's the father of Arjun? Indra. Indra's wife is Urvasi. Another example is Haridas Thakur. Everybody knows the story of Haridas Thakur. There is this one big majumdar. And he wanted, because Haridas Thakur, being a devotee of the Lord, is very popular. He doesn't have to advertise himself. A pure devotee of the Supreme Lord doesn't advertise himself that I am a pure devotee. Everybody knows. He will not consider himself as a pure devotee, but by his action, by the qualities that emanates from him, everyone can see that he's a pure devotee. So this Kaviraj Khan, he doesn't want Haridas Thakur to be more popular than him. So he made a plan to defame him. So he called all the prostitutes in the area, in Benapol, where Haridas Thakur is chanting his 192 rounds. And when he called all the prostitutes, there is only one says that, I will do it. I will do it, and I'm going to make sure that he will fall down. Just give me 3 nights. Just 3 nights. So when she approached Haridas Thakur, Haridas Thakur says, okay, just wait. Wait here, because I have not finished my rounds yet. I committed to chant 10 million times the holy name of the Lord. You know, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, to prepare his preaching mission, how many rounds he chanted? 1 billion! We cannot even finish our 16 rounds. We're trying hard to finish our 16 rounds. And we think we're big, big preachers. So Haridas Thakur says, you just wait. And Haridas Thakur is chanting in front of the Tulsi. This is one of the ways how we can increase our quality of chanting. And the other day when I went to Prabhupada's house, I saw there was a Tulsi plant over there. It's very good. So while Haridas Thakur is chanting, then the prostitute is also hearing the holy name. And Haridas Thakur is chanting Sudanam. Pure. Pure chanting of the holy name. In love of God. So when the sun started to rise, he finished his quota for the day. And he told the prostitute that, I'm sorry, you have to come back tomorrow. I was not able to fulfill your desires. I'm ready. I'm willing to fulfill your desire. So the next day, she came back and she told us, actually, the Majumdar, Mohammedan ruler, that I'm sorry, I failed this time. So I'm coming back. So the next day, again, Haridas Thakur was chanting. And then he says that I have to finish my quota for today. So you just sit here. And she was starting to become attracted to the holy name. She was just like, hey, this is very good. Let me try also chanting like him. So the dawn came, and again, he's not able to fulfill the desires. And the next day, again, the same thing happened. And ultimately, the prostitute started to chant along with Haridas Thakur. So in this way, a pure devotee of the Supreme Lord is free from lusty desire. What to say of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? And ultimately, even great Paramahamsas like Sukadev Goswami, they relishes the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Sukadev Goswami is Jivan Mukta. He's an eternal associate of the Supreme Lord, specifically of Srimati Radharani. Sukadev means parrot. He is the parrot of Radharani. That somehow you will not see a single name of a gopi in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Except Mother Yasoda. No. No names of gopi mentioned, isn't it? Huh? Because if he mentions any one of them, he may fall into ecstasy and he will faint, fully unconscious, and then the Srimad Bhagavatam will not be completed in 7 days. So Sukadev Goswami is Paramahamsa. He doesn't wear any clothes, as we've heard yesterday, that even when he was passing by, whereby the young damsels were taking bath, they did not cover themselves. But the same place where Vyasadeva passed by, they feel embarrassed. They pull their clothes and cover themselves. So Paramahamsas, even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he glorifies the inhabitants of Braj. By doing so, we should follow in the footsteps of the inhabitants of Vrindavan. But to do that, we have to purify ourselves. Purification is a must. We have to look deeper and deeper and deeper within our heart. What is my purpose in Krishna consciousness? I'm going to give you 10 seconds, all of you, this question I'm going to ask. What is my purpose, why I am in Krishna consciousness? We have many desires, practically unlimited. I was reading the other day, I don't know how they come to the conclusion that every day a normal person will have 32,000 different kinds of desires. 32,000 only. I don't know how they come to that. I don't know. But that is according to... But sometimes they can, you know, they put these different gadgets.
Do you desire to know?
Huh?
Do you desire to know?
Yeah. No. Oh, I'm not going to ask you what is your purpose. Because each and every one of us is an individual soul. Some have material desires. That's normal. Having this body still means having material desires. But we should have desire to the highest. Just like when we go in Parikrama and go over down hill, Krishna is there. So whatever is in your mind, whatever is in your consciousness, Krishna can hear. He can see. And Vrindavan means Chintamani. It's a land of Chintamani where all your desires will become fulfilled. So what is my purpose? Why I am in Krishna consciousness? Why am I chanting every day? Why am I getting up early in the morning? Why am I coming for the Bhagavatam class? But each and every one of us has a different desire. So accordingly, Krishna will fulfill this. So we have to be careful, especially when we are in Vrindavan, what to desire. Ultimately, our desire should be to attain love of God. To go back home, back to Godhead. But before we can reach that platform of attaining it, we have to pay the price. And the price is not so cheap. It's not like a commodity. But again, according to Rupa Goswami, if it is available in the market, you should be ready to pay any price. And the price is lobha, greed. Like the materialists, they are greedy for attaining their sense enjoyment. We should be also ready to pay the price. That greed to serve the Supreme Lord and His devotees favorably, with affection, sneham. As it says here in the sloka, lust, anger, fear, protective affection, feeling of impersonal oneness or friendship towards Lord Hari are sure to become absorbed in thought of Him. But the acharyas, they disregard this anger and fear. Even Kubja has lusty desire towards Lord Krishna. But her lusty desire towards Lord Krishna is not in the same level as the gopis' lusty desire towards Lord Krishna. Because Kubja wants to enjoy for herself. But that was not disregarded by the acharyas. Fear and anger. Kamsa also. He's in fear always. He's thinking of Krishna 24 hours a day. But it is not in a favorable way. He's thinking constantly, maybe more than most of us. But not in a favorable way. He wanted to kill Krishna. Fear and anger, like Shishupal. Shishupal was like, he had this premonition to always blaspheme Lord Krishna. And it is only Lord Krishna who will be able to kill him as well. But his mother says, please, spare my child. But Krishna says, okay, only up to 100 times. Only up to 100 times. If he passed that, that's it. The premonition here, the most important thing here, the purport says, is that we have to, whatever we feel about Krishna, it has to be with affection. Sneha, loving affection. So in this way, even anger, even fear, it doesn't matter what we are having, that relation in the beginning state has to be with affection. It should be transformed. Then Krishna will be able to be remembered all the time favorably, and one can attain love of God ultimately. So it's New Year again. 2023, the first day of the year, 1st of January. We should have a resolution or many resolutions. But usually resolutions is proven that it's not going to be followed. The material platform anyway. Oh, yes. Sometimes even, yeah, well, some resolutions from our authority changes. To adjust. So spiritually, we should have a permanent resolution. Not just only today, because today is New Year. We should have a permanent resolution that, oh Krishna, please give me the strength, determination, conviction, inspiration to keep going on in this process in developing love for you. And I will do anything and everything. I'm ready to pay any price. Please give me this privilege, especially in the association of devotees, which is the most painful, to be separated from the Lord's devotees. The devotees are our saving grace. So we have to choose also the kind of devotees that we have to associate with. Preferably those who are more advanced than we are. Try to serve them, inquire from them. To those who are in equal with us, be in friendship, relationship with them. We have to avoid materialistic devotees. If we are able to give our association with them and they're ready to accept our association, it's better for them. But we should not take their association because it could be detrimental in our practice of Krishna consciousness. So, our main message here is that we have to continue on, hope against hope, that we will attain love of God and also will be able to share others Krishna consciousness. It's like last night I was walking around and I've seen so much eagerness of the devotees to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. If you want to easily recognize by the Supreme Lord, tell others about Lord Krishna. Krishna is all attractive, but Krishna is attracted to his devotees who are risking everything to spread his glories, his name, fame, form, qualities, and pastimes. And I've seen even one young girl, very small, and she approached me and she gave me a Bhagavad Gita. She says, "What is this? What is this?" Oh, she's giving gifts to everyone, but actually it was like in a wrapper, very nice wrapper. So I was asking, "What's this?" Bhagavad Gita, her mother says, "Oh, she's giving this to everyone, distributing." So even a small child is so eager to do it. She may not know what she's doing, but nevertheless, Krishna is attracted to that personality. So we try to do our best, and again, continue on with our service and increase more our love and affection towards the Supreme Lord and His devotees. Hare Krishna. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
To avoid the company of non-devotees, Avaisnava Achara. And you were mentioning to have the association of sadhus living in at the temple community and fixing your mind in that way. Also, I was thinking about this association, because you don't want to have bad association doesn't mean that you don't go out and sankirtan.
Yeah.
We're not associating with them. You're giving them Krishna.
Right.
Fix your mind that this is pleasure to my spiritual master and to Krishna, and also enlightens and brings people back to Krishna. Then Krishna is very happy. But of course, if you're having difficulty increasing hearing and chanting, just keep the association with others. It's a common.
Very good, very good. Any questions? There you go. Give the mic, please. Yeah, when we associate, especially those devotees, grihastas, who work, like having a 9-to-5 regular job, be careful. Work for Krishna. It's like we mentioned yesterday, karma yoga, action in Krishna consciousness. Don't take the association of your co-workers unless they are devotees. You give your association. Yes, sir. Go like this.
Such a wonderful topic that anarthas are just like greed and lust. This is so difficult. And it is going to be that in the last minute of life, so no other is going to be this other. Radha will be leaving us or not. But I heard that in the last minute Krishna is going to check us. So if these Anarthas will be there, so how can we develop connection for Krishna?
That's why we have to chant the holy name of the Lord. This is the formula. Chetu Darpana Marjanam. Our heart is full of dust, like a mirror. You cannot see yourself. So we have to wipe that dust. Chanting Hare Krishna. Okay? Yes. Hare Bol. Yes. Yes.
So kindly you also request us, we should read every day Gopal book.
Yeah.
If we read every day Gopal book, then we can
right. Sure. Yeah, Prabhupada says, I wrote these books not just for distribution. I wrote these books for my disciples to read. And what is the purpose why Prabhupada wrote these books? To convince us to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And when we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then we'll keep on reading and relishing Srila Prabhupada's books. Okay. Thank you. Yes. Sir.
In Bhagavad Gita
15:1-15,
Krishna says that I am
Sarvasya Chaham Hidish Anabhishto Matasmitir Gyanam Apahanam Cha.
He mentioned in the class that he interacted with Jivas from the spiritual platform.
Yeah, the interaction.
The question is, on the day-to-day life, so many bad thoughts and so many good thoughts come from. Where those comes from?
The thoughts comes from our mind. It's not from the super soul. When the senses are fully under control, the mind becomes peaceful. Then when the mind becomes peaceful, the super soul is already rich. So the thoughts that's coming onto our mind, shall I do that or many bad things happen? This is our mind. When our mind is peaceful because the senses are controlled, meaning the senses are being used in the service of Lord Krishna, then we can hear the dictation of the Paramatma. Then there is an interaction now and the spiritual platform. Now there is no interaction. Krishna is there within our heart, but He is invisible to us. We are not seeing Krishna. We are not knowing Krishna is there. Do you understand? Yes? So first, control the senses, control the mind, sharpen the intelligence, read Bhagavad Gita every day, Srimad Bhagavatam, and other Vedic literatures, serve the Vaishnavas, offer your food to Krishna. It's like a complete package. Then we'll come to the spiritual platform. Now we are just like a child learning how to crawl, and one day we will walk. Right? Any other question? Last one or two question? Last two. Can you open your, so I can see your lotus face?
Sure.
Yes, thank you.
So, I have a question, but I want to share a lesson where Durvasa Muni come to visit Sabrina, and the gopis want to take Prashad and go to him. So, they have to cross the Yamuna for going to the Durvasa Muni, other side. So Krishna is there, so they know Krishna is a super personality, so they approach Krishna to ask him, I heard this one day in the place and I don't really fully remember. So then Krishna tells the gopis, when you go to the Yamuna, just say that Krishna is Brahmachari,
yeah.
He is having endless or anything desires, and then she will give the path to you.
Okay.
So all the gopis are smiling, laughing, joking, and going away for the Yamuna without fully dressing up.
Yeah, yeah.
And they do that prayer, and Yamuna gives a path. So I thought it's like in Ganeshkita.
Sure.
The Rasa Leela is a really nice way to understand it.
Even, yeah.
Well, coming back to Rasa Mohammed, it says the same thing. They give him the hot, salty, and that's good.
Yeah.
But then he tells them, when you go to the Yamuna, tell that Rasa Mohammed is very soft, salty, and he doesn't take anything with salt or salty.
Yes.
Then
yes.
They give the path back.
Good. Thank you. Thank you. Uh-huh.
Thank you for talking about association. So, question regarding that. So, me and my wife are both from families of devotees. We can be devotee, but the family is not devotee.
Family is not a devotee.
So,
that is difficult. We'll try to explain to them your lifestyle and let them know that you have chosen this for our own spiritual benefit. Nothing changed with our relationship between parents and son. But please, give us this privilege, this freedom. I hope we are not disturbing you. If you think that we are disturbing you, we'll find our ways to adjust. But please give us this freedom to do what we have chosen in our life. And hopefully they become favorable. If they're not favorable and they're really disturbing you a lot, if you can find another place where you can practice Krishna consciousness, do so. Okay? Only when they become blasphemous and really like criticizing, then you completely avoid them.
Thank you. So, maybe one more difficult detail. So, they let us be, right? So, they don't mind.
Okay.
So, they invite to their house, we just join, they're serving us vegetarian food, no problem. But they're, you know, eating, drinking, whatever. So, just because.
No, this, you tolerate. When Prabhupada first came to America, Sali Agarwal and what's his name? Gopal? They have meat in the fridge. But Prabhupada, you have to accept. Krishna arranged it in that way. Tolerate. Learn to tolerate. And then ultimately they'll get benefited. Look, Sali Agarwal left her body and she went back home, back to Godhead as well. Okay? Hare Krishna. We'll talk to you later. It's getting late now. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai!
Krishna meeting the gopis ki.
Jai!
Jai Gaur Sitana Premanande.